Welcome to the Daily Groundhog.
Good morning, Groundhog! Sorry, I had to do something like that.
Well, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, I guess nothing else needs to be said except... Dude, that was strange.
You know, when you do stuff that's in audio, and audio only, you kind of feel like you're watching Good Morning Vietnam again with the... with Robin Williams.
Yes.
So when you're talking to him...
That is true. Okay.
Did you just
channel Robin?
I did.
Okay.
Love the man.
You got it.
That is a total sad situation when it comes to him. But the reality is, he struggled with life. But let me tell you, the man was amazing. He seriously was iconic. I don't care what anybody says. If there's bad about him... those guys can just go.
Well, the thing about it is he struggled with his life, but he sought to bring happiness to everyone else.
Well, that's it. His entire life was about making people happy. Yeah. So, anyway. Before we get into that, I just wanted to ask you guys if you use groceries. Do you use groceries? Do you eat groceries? Do you buy groceries?
Yes, yes, yes. And I think there was a fourth yes.
Yes, yeah. Okay. So, yes. Okay. So, if you use groceries and you like groceries, and I want to say thank you to our current awesome sponsor, Shipt.com, S-H-I-P-T.com. You can actually go there, get your groceries delivered to your house so you can sit at home and make podcasts like we currently are doing. Groceries will be delivered to your door. They'll even bring them in your house if you want that to be done. Totally up to you. If you want them in your house, don't let them come in your house. But go to Shipt.com, use promo code Groundhog, and get yourself $10 off your groceries, and sign up. Seriously, it's amazing. I love it. My wife and I will love it. We use it. It's quite amazing.
I use it as well.
I mean, seriously.
Every now and then. It's so easy.
When you're sitting at home and you're like, I really don't want to. I've had these arguments with my wife. Say, I don't want to go anywhere. Do I have to go anywhere? And, you know, when our kid, well, I have teenage kids that can drive, and so they don't want to go anywhere. So, but I want something like, even if it's just a little thing of ice cream, I can order my ice cream and it'd be delivered.
So. Absolutely. And isn't there like a point where you can actually get delivered free?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So then actually, if they use promo code Groundhog, they'll get free delivery and the $10 free groceries. And I think, if I remember right, don't quote me on it, but I'm pretty sure you get that 30-day free trial of the whole situation. And that's how it works. So simple and easy, 30-day free trial, $10 free groceries. Just make sure you use promo code Groundhog.
Fantastic. So
anyway, sorry, I interrupted you and wanted to talk about grocery delivery. But this guy kind of got something delivered to his house in a sense.
He did. He did. You are the master of Segway. Did I ever tell you that?
I don't know. Well, so this article came across. Actually, it's in People Magazine. What, February something? Okay, February 22nd. Was on in People Online, people.com, whatever it is. This man, he returns home to find. and he finds.
Oh my gosh.
Strangers and kids living in his home.
So the first thing he did, though, was when he pulled up, he saw this dog chained up in his yard.
I don't have a dog.
And he did not have a dog, so that was first. Then
Did I get a dog?
Then, knock, knock, knock. Well, actually, back up a little more. There was a car seat barricading the front door.
Right.
Closed. So he sees a dog, sees a car seat, walks up to the house, hears a baby cry, and he goes... I don't have a dog. I don't have a baby. Knock, knock, knock. Lady comes to the door, and this blows me away, but her first question to him was, what are you doing at my house? That's just like...
See, okay, my dad's had rental property, okay? And in rental property, when a house that's empty, you occasionally get people that just move in. Illegally. And then usually they're crackheads or something. They're only there for a little bit of time. And because they're there for that little amount of time, they are usually stripping wire or destroying the house or something. But this woman,
Well, see, then it gets even funnier because the guy is like, you know, he's actually, it sounds like a really upstanding guy because he didn't go like road rage on this woman or anything. He just got off the porch and he immediately called 911. So the cops show up, and when the cops knock, 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 she pokes her head out and says, "Can I help you?" Right. And so here was Foster's immediate response. "Yes, you can leave my house."
See, what kind of person just... I mean, does it say how long he was gone? I mean,
it's undetermined within the story.
And it doesn't say what he does for a living either, does it? So he may, you know, whether he's a traveling guy that does sales or whether he works for the government or whatever. But no, it doesn't say. It doesn't say what he does for a living. It doesn't say anything like that. But who in the right mind says, "I'm going to move into someone's house"?
I'm sorry, stunned silence.
You don't know me. If you didn't know me, and all of a sudden you come home from work, what would your wife do? I'm in your living room watching TV, eating popcorn or whatever. I mean, you'd freak out, wouldn't you?
Oh, just a little bit. That's the ultimate stranger danger there. I mean,
holy! This is where is this at? This is what, South Carolina?
Yeah.
He returned to his home in Union, South Carolina.
We are at a loss for words. I don't understand.
Okay, you know, people in general, I can understand people to an extent, and I know what, for the most part, what you get with a person. Within talking to somebody within five minutes, you pretty much know how that person's going to be. And then, at least I think I have a pretty good grasp at that. But obviously he met this lady within 5 minutes. He already knew what she was going to be. But at what point does a person's mind say, "It's okay, here's a house that looks like I can move into"?
Maybe she was homeless. The story doesn't actually go into her background or anything. They even don't have any details or say that she didn't actually... not like she planned this.
But she leaves the house with his wife's clothes on.
Right. Yeah, no.
So she's wearing... I wonder what these feel like.
What makes this even worse, though, is she had two kids with her. So I'm wondering if perhaps was a homeless woman with her homeless kids. They had,
his wife's clothes on and his kids' clothes on.
Uh-huh. So basically they move in, they eat the food, they wear the clothes, they, you know, use their toiletries and all that stuff as if they lived there. And who knows how long it was. This is crazy. Devin is speechless.
Well, you know, I'm reading this. It says, you know, the dog had urinated in the house, and the family that had moved in into his clean home had trashed it. And he said, and even eaten his food. They literally took over his home. So basically they end up taking the delay to the hospital because they evaluated.
Oh, absolutely.
And then she was arrested too for burglary and child neglect.
So here's my question. Here's my question is, you steal someone's car, Grand Theft Auto, isn't that a felony?
Yeah.
So here she was charged with burglary, neglect of a child, and petty larceny. Those, in my understanding, are only misdemeanors. So actually steal someone's house and get less jail time than stealing someone's car.
It's true.
That's wild.
Well, growing up in the real estate business, my dad always having a rental property, people could almost do anything in a home and get away with it. And 99.9% of the time, there is no charges ever made. You can try to go after them and sue them for the damages done, but then if they're low income housing, you're not gonna dime anyway. It's almost it's a loss.
That's just wild.
Well, in this article it says Foster said he still cannot believe someone actually moved into his house while he was gone. he's in shock as I am. Just even, it's not even my house, but I'm in shock just thinking about how someone could actually just do that. Move in, no big deal.
Well, I'm thinking that there's a little bit of crazy there, to use it mildly, not to offend the woman, but she actually told the police that she thought she lived there. Meaning that, maybe she was a little...
There was something mentally wrong is what that comes down to. I mean, and I can make fun of people all day long, but I mean, I won't make fun of her just for the fact that, it is crazy what she did, in my opinion. You just don't walk into someone's house and try to take over their home and act like their home is your home. But that's just what it comes down to. So, anyway, there's that take on some of the current news.
So... May you never walk up to your door and open it and have someone poke their head out like the groundhog does.
Right. Don't forget ship.com. SHIPT.com.
Groundhog out.
See ya.